The Squawusevan Meshikswumik, Squamish Nation, has announced it will adopt the same protections used for rental homes throughout the province for Senec, its high-density project at Kitts Point, and all future on-reserve housing developments. The nation will follow the protections detailed in the British Columbia Residential Tenancy Act, BCRTA, through the federal government's First Nations Commercial and Industrial Development Act, FNCIDA, which allows First Nations to use certain provincial regulations to ensure better economic development on their reserves. This marks the first time in BC that the FNCIDA has been used to apply provincial regulations on rental developments on reserve land. By using FNCIDA to implement British Columbia's Residential Tenancy Act, our nation will have more control over how we manage current and future developments, said Squamish Nation spokesperson Essexwixton, Wilson Williams. It allows us to raise standards and ensure that future residents will be protected. Most importantly, any dispute resolution will be managed in a process consistent with Squamish ways, informed by our traditions and heritage. With the BCRTA protections in place, tenants will follow the same policies they would in any other rental property in the province, including those concerning maximum allowable rent increases, Indigenous-led approaches to dispute resolution, property maintenance and protection against unfair evictions. The protections will also be used for the nation's HEAM housing, affordable housing projects in North Vancouver, including Estique Place at Capilano Road, Eskeekswee7 Chains Tieliskahis Place at Government Road, and Chenk M. Oot at Matthias Road. The 6,000-house Senec development project, which officially went underway in 2019, will be carried out in four stages of construction with development spread evenly across each. The first, located close to Burrard Bridge, is expected to be completed by 2025-2026. Earlier this year, the nation announced it would also be developing its reserves, with a focus on its North Shore locations within the Marine Drive area of Exemulchison Capilano IR No. 5 near Capilano Road, and the Chichewi-7 Quest Seymour Indian Reserve No. 2 near Ironworkers Memorial 2nd Narrows Crossing. Attention will also be given to the Sunshine Coast at the CH Quelp Indian Reserve No. 26, and at the Sta 7 Mies Indian Reserve No. 24 in the district of Squamish, with all to receive housing, industrial land development, and amenities for the community. Mina Kerr Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. M. Kerr Lazenby at nsnews.com, twitter.com/monakerlazenby.